Gone are the taboo days of pot. As cannabis becomes increasingly celebrated, understood, and legal, it's still a long way from eradicating the stigmas created from years of misinformation. We're investigating facts, cutting through fiction, exploring medical solutions, and sharing the stories of the people making it all possible on the Cultured Cannabis Podcast.
Welcome to the Cultured Cannabis Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Reamer, and today I am joined by Taryn Quintanilla. I am so excited. We finally have done this. We got you in the studio.
I love it. I'm grateful to be here.
I'm happy to have you. I can't wait to share your story. I first met you and you had an amazing energy. And I'm hoping that we capture that today for our audience.
Awesome. Likewise, grateful.
So tell me, let's just start it off. Why cannabis?
Wow. So that's a loaded question. But I think cannabis has had such an influence on my life personally, on the lives of the people that I care most about. It's just been so beneficial in every facet, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Hmm. I think that cannabis can cover every single part of our existence here. So,
I love that. I love that. Tell me a little bit more about your journey into cannabis, because I remember the story originally when we spoke before was you originally went into a completely different field and found yourself in a situation and was like, I have to change. I have to do something different.
Yeah. So I actually was in nonprofit for quite a while and running homeless shelters for teen mothers and their kids. And I got out of that and went into a medical education company. And I really found a passion there. Not that I didn't have one prior, but I just felt like I could make a bigger difference. And when I got into medical education, I worked for a company out of Norfolk, Massachusetts. And they worked with patients with chronic conditions. Hmm. And those patients were suffering daily. They had chronic pain. And one of the things that we taught was the medicinal education of cannabis and how to treat their symptoms. And all of the benefits of that. And ironically, simultaneously, I'd been diagnosed with Crohn's disease at the same time. And to work for a company and with a company and with fellow patients that were dealing with chronic pain, I dove into the medicinal benefits and finding a regimen and finding your dose, because it's not a one-size-fits-all with cannabis. And it was life-changing. It 100% improved my quality of life. Prior to cannabis, I was on 12 pills a day in and out of the hospital. I saw so many people suffering. And at the time, Massachusetts was at the forefront. They had legalized medicinal cannabis. And I saw so many people that I worked directly with gain relief.
Wow.
And be able to have a better quality of life. And I've seen that across every facet of my mission with cannabis is there's an improving of quality of life with the people that I meet, whether it's a reduction in pain, whether it's to turn off the anxiety and overthinking, just to be able to give yourself some grace and some freedom, or whether it's to be able to connect with other people.
Yeah.
It's similarly to if you go at the bar, there's a slim chance that you're going to have a conversation with the person next to you. But if you pass a joint, you know, if you talk about the benefits of cannabis, you form a circle.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
And that to me, that kind of collective energy and that understanding of the powers of a single plant and the bringing people of together, bringing people together just with the appreciation for the plant was just inspiring, not only personally, but professionally.
I'm sure. And how do you break the stigmas that society has placed on cannabis, and how have you applied that to your business and been successful?
That's a really great question, because I've lived all over the country and every, I guess, cultural lens is different, right? Mm. So moving from places that are very liberal in regards to cannabis to much more conservative, like states like Wisconsin, right? It's not legalized yet. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is education. And the majority of the patients and customers that I work with are older. It's 50 plus, because those are the people that need the medicinal benefits the most. And it's getting out and working with your community, working with people that are like-minded to get rid of this taboo.
Right.
Of cannabis. Cannabis has been around a lot longer than pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
It is the original pharmaceutical. And to just shed light on that and shed light on the fact that you can ingest something that God, and I use that as a universal term,
yeah.
right? God is whichever God, whichever form you believe in, put this plant on earth
mm-hmm.
for a reason. We had everything that we've ever needed to heal ourselves for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting back to the roots of why are we looking elsewhere when we have something without side effects?
Yeah.
And educating our community. I have a lot of people that will inquire, whether online or otherwise, and just say, will this all get me high?
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful right. thing about cannabis is there are so many derivatives that can be catered to the individual,
mm-hmm.
where with pharmaceuticals, you can't do that. It's just been really beneficial to work with like-minded people, like-minded businesses. I collaborate mm-hmm. with a lot of people that they want to understand and know what cannabis is and how it helps. And the majority of the time, I don't even have to explain it because they already have their own knowledge, understanding, and experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I think the other thing, too, that I've found in my journey with cannabis as well is that the government has really pressed hard in many ways over a long period of time that cannabis is not good for you, that it does these things for you. In your opinion, as a very educated and passionate cannabis business owner, what are some of those government pressures that are completely inaccurate that you've been able to prove wrong through the journey that you've taken in your business, specifically with the chronic illnesses from the preventative standpoint in comparison to the multi-billion dollar pharmaceutical industries?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I could probably talk about this for a while.
But stay tuned for our next
episode. Yeah. I think that I would counter the question to the U.S. government when it comes to pharmaceuticals versus cannabis and this taboo that has been placed on it to compare it to opiates. Because cannabis is for pain relief, and so are opiates. And I've never heard of one case of someone overdosing from cannabis.
Right.
I've never heard of an epidemic of cannabis. I've never heard of someone involved in all these heinous crimes because they formed an addiction. When it comes to the governmental lens, I would say, which is more peaceful? And I think that the general consensus of citizens in the U.S. are leaning on cannabis, and it's become gradually legalized in all these other states because of the fact that it's safe. It's safer than alcohol. It's safer than any other categorized drug. I wouldn't categorize cannabis as a drug. I categorize it as an herb. It grows in the ground. And if you can create your own medicine, then there's no profit in it.
Yeah.
I would ask the government questions as far as why is it so criminalized mm-hmm. if it's so safe?
Mm-hmm.
And is it because we can grow it ourselves?
That aspect of control,
yeah,
is a major factor in where we are today. And I think you're breaking the walls down one by one, right? Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely. But more importantly, good question that I thought of. We had a really good conversation, and you were talking about alcoholism and that cannabis can actually help with people that have addictions to much simple as alcoholism, by simple, not simple, very complex disease. But share that for me, that doesn't know as well, how cannabis is a great alternative to alcohol and how it benefits not only your health, but also your mind. Yeah. And yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's a great question. Again, cannabis can be catered to the individual. I think that alcoholism in general is a very socialized mm-hmm. activity. Everything that we experience, whether sporting events or parties or any form of celebration, is usually centered around alcohol, right? What that does, though, is some people cannot tolerate alcohol.
Right.
Similarly, some people do form an addiction. And when you introduce a product like cannabis, mm-hmm. right? It doesn't have to just be THC. It doesn't have to be a psychoactive component. It can be CBD, CBN, mm-hmm. which are completely non-psychoactive,
right.
but still calm your nerves.
Yeah.
So it's comparable if you ingest a CBD drink. It's comparable to a glass of wine where you're not buzzed. You're not intoxicated, but you are relaxed. And it does calm your nerves. And it does allow you to still be social. Because if someone is trying to quit drinking, the number one thing that they're going to do, in my opinion, is isolate. Mm. Because that social acceptance, when you go out, bars and restaurants and stadiums or whatever kind of event you're going to, very rarely have an alternative. And if you're ordering a cranberry juice, still psychologically, it's not going to give you that alleviation that you're looking for. Where if you were to add either a psychoactive cannabinoid like THC or a non-psychoactive like CBD, mm-hmm. you're still going to get an effect. And the effect is going to calm your nerves and it's going to allow you to lower your inhibitions mm-hmm. similarly to alcohol, but there's no hangover and there's no addiction. And that to me is huge.
Yeah. Sure. And so, go ahead.
It's a major mission of my company. This whole brand was started to pay tribute to my father who passed away from alcoholism. Mm. And my testimony is that when you offer somebody an alternative that's healthier, mm-hmm. they live longer and they have a better quality of life.
Yeah.
Just in general. He lived 4 years longer than he should have because of cannabis, because of an alternative. Mm. So damage had already been done.
Right.
The sentence was already given. But when you get to introduce something that is more beneficial for your body, like we have an endocannabinoid system built into our bodies.
Right.
That receives cannabinoids, receives cannabis. When you introduce something like that, it's uplifting. Hmm. It's euphoric. There are no negative side effects. There are no tremors. There are no shakes. There is no hangover. And you're still able to be social and jovial.
Yeah. And when you talk about your dad, it reminds me of my mom. My mom was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer. And thankfully, cancer-free to this day. But when COVID hit, she took the vaccine and it inflamed her meniere's ear to the point where every day she was so nauseous. And the doctor prescribed Valium. And my mom is tiny, okay? And she's older. So it took me a couple months, but I kept telling her, you need to try CBD because it's a preventative. Instead of addressing your symptoms, it can help prevent that equilibrium issue. And to this day, she thanks me for that moment because since she did CBD, she takes it in pill form. She no longer has any of the attacks that she was having. And if she would have never tried it, she would still have this issue where every day she's sick and then every day she takes Valium.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank God.
And I really appreciate that you mentioned the word preventative, right? And inflammation.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of the education that needs to go into what cannabis is and what it does, especially the non-psychoactive, right? The people that do not want to feel the high feeling.
Correct.
But still want the medicinal benefits, particularly with cancer and other inflammatory diseases that have allowed myself to be in remission and grateful to hear your mother to be, alleviated, is cannabis is a natural anti-inflammatory. And the majority of diseases are caused from inflammation, you know, so it can be preventative.
Yeah.
You know, it really, there are just so many medicinal powers. And look at the quality of life, because I know for a fact, if I was on a Valium,
you're in a different world.
I'm in outer space. And we want to be present with our loved ones.
Right.
We want to be coherent, right? It's one thing to have a nice little buzz, but it's another to be taken off the planet because you're ingesting opiates and things like Valium to alleviate symptoms when there's an alternative.
Right.
There's a very real alternative. Without side effects. So it's a beautiful thing.
Right. I want to talk about the cannabis community.
Yeah.
Because one thing that I've noticed is everyone that is in this community is so supportive of each other. There isn't this competitiveness. Like I'll throw out the real estate industry, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's like cutthroat. this is my guy, what have you, from a referral perspective. Everybody is so close-knit and respectful of each other. Share some highlights of your community and how you guys uplift each other and how that has grown since the legalization in other states.
Yeah, I will specify small business cannabis community.
Yes.
Small business cannabis community. We are very supportive of one another because we understand that everybody needs it.
Mm.
Everyone can benefit from cannabis in one form or another. So you're not competing for this small pie, right? And not only that, but I think more on a human and a spiritual level that cannabis can bring you to is we're all interconnected.
Hmm.
Like, we all benefit when others benefit. And if are a part of a business that has healing properties and you're invested in having people have a better quality of life and feel better just in general, it brings this camaraderie. So you want to see other people win.
Right.
There is no competition because everybody needs it. From I have children as customer. Parents come and get CBD gummies for their kids.
You know, I'm sure. What a great alternative to ADHD or
right.
Yeah.
To Ritalin.
Oh my,
or even
Adderall.
Melatonin.
Yeah, oh my God.
You have a non-psychoactive, zero THC product that is allowing your child to sleep better or to calm down.
Right.
Same thing with your 90-year-old grandmother or great-grandmother.
Hmm.
We're all ingesting the same thing. So there's no, we're not competing with one another like that. Hmm. It's like, you win, awesome. That means you healed more people.
So tell me, what are your next moves? 2024, you've got all of these amazing products. I want you to overview what your goals are for 2024. What are some great things you want to share?
That's another great question. Yeah, 2024, I really appreciate collaborations within my community, within my local community. So I've connected with a lot of bars and restaurants, Lake City Social and Lake Geneva.
Yes.
Yeah, gyms like Fit Faith Fitness and Delavan.
Cool.
Pastries by Chad and Elkhorn. He and I are collaborating on a much larger level to have the cleanest products around. Because sugar and other additives that are found primarily in these products, they feed the disease. We want to starve the disease.
Yes.
We're creating products that are just clean, easier to metabolize, and are focused more on the medicinal properties. And I think that continued education and collaboration with people that have a genuine targeted mission towards helping other people is my main goal for 2024. It's not about sales. It's about quality. Mm. It's about relationships. If somebody purchases a product that I've created, I want the feedback, good and bad.
Yeah.
And it isn't a one-size-fits-all, so help me find this collective dose that is going to alleviate the most amount of people. And yeah, just really connecting with people that I work with.
So you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. We need collaboration. 2024 is the year for cannabis. If you feel the way that Taryn feels, how do we connect with you? How do they connect with you?
Oh, go to my website.
Go to your website. What is what is your website?
Just yourprettydope.com.
Okay. By the way, great name. Wait till you see her logo. It's a great logo as well. Yourprettydope.com.
Taryn,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much more to come, guys.
So grateful. So grateful to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.